Fiona Ritchie with you, and you are very welcome, as always, to the Thistle and Shamrock. Here's Luca Bloom.
Underneath the oak tree, underneath the sky, I listen to the newborn lambs cry. Cry out for nipples, soon be out to grass. Everything is changing too soon, too fast. I am a river passing through. I am a river passing through. This is what we do. Corner of a Dublin street, stare into a sea of busy little feet, going about our business, a rush, push, shove, hoping in our lifetimes we'll find and be in love.
I am a river, Luca Bloom, the Irish singer-songwriter from his album Tribe. I am a river passing through. We are all passing through, and the rivers in our lives and landscapes, though they appear simply to pass through, they are the constant ones. They've been doing that long before we existed and will flow long after we're here, even in memory, if we mend our ways towards the environment. Rivers are the places to which we are drawn to connect with nature, the source of life, to rediscover our rural nature and regenerate our urban landscapes. They flow through music and song and are the scene of departures, of declarations of love, political awakenings. Their timeless inspiration is ours to catch this time on Thistle. It's a tale of banks, of riverbanks. But the tale o' the bank, T-A-I-L, now that refers to a particular geographical point on the south bank of the Clyde estuary on the Scots west coast, where the town of Greenock has flourished by the ebb and flow of the tide. And that's the setting for this song from Ossian with Tony Cuff.
Thank you. paint a notion for to sail across the sea. And he's left his ain dear Jeannie weeping on the green of key. Weep nae mair, my ain dear Jeannie, pack your bairn upon your knee. I'll return and we'll be married doon upon the green of key. Johnny's gone in search of riches, for Australia he is bound. Handsome men, his canvas breeches, all to sail the world around. Weep me mair, my ain dear Jeannie, pack your bairn upon your knee. I'll return, and we'll be married soon upon the green of Key. On the bee, friends may tell her she's forsaken, but she still could hear him say, weep nae mair, my ain dear Jeannie, tack your bairn upon your knee. I'll return and we'll be married doon upon the green of Key. Then one morning bright and early, in the springtime of the year, by the sail out on the water, bringing Johnny to his dear. Weep nae mair, my ain dear Jeannie, tack your bairn upon your knee. I'll return and we'll be married doon upon the green of Key. Weep nae mair, my ain dear Jeannie, tack your bairn upon your knee. I'll return and we'll be married upon the green of Key.
Pierre Bensoussan with Voyage for Ireland. It was certainly made by many from Ireland to Greenock, the setting of our song from Ossie and Johnny Todd. Greenock on the River Clyde, known locally as the Tale of the Bank. But it's a tale of another type, a story we will unravel this week with rivers, the source of our inspiration flowing through our time together. Now, this tragic ballad is set by the banks of a river in the southwest of Scotland, Neave Parsons, with Annan Waters.
Oh, Annan Waters, one rows deep, a mile of Arnie's, one rows valley. And loath, but she should wet her feet, because I love her best of any. Go saddle to me the bonny grey mare, go saddle her soon and make her ready. For I must cross that stream tonight, all far to see my bonny lady. And woe betide you, Annan Waters, by night you are a gloomy river, and over you I'll build a bridge that never more true love may sever. And he has written o'er field and fen, o'er moor and moss, and many the mire, and the spurs of steel are sore to bite, and from the mare's feet flew the fire. Oh, the mare rode down o'er moor and moss, and when she gained the Annan Waters, she could not ride a furlong more, though a thousand whips be laid upon her. And woe betide you, Annan Waters, by night you are a gloomy river, and over you I'll build a bridge that never more true love may sever. Oh, boatman, come lay off your boat, lay off your boat for gold and money. For I must cross that stream tonight, all far to see my bonny lady. Oh, the water is deep and the sides are steep, from bank to brae the water's pouring, and the bonny grey mare she sweats for fear, all far to hear the waters roaring. And woe betide you, Annan Waters, by night you are a gloomy river, and over you I'll build a bridge that never more true love may sever. And he has tried to swim that stream, and he swam on both strong and steady, but the river is wide and strength did fail, and he never more did see his lady. Oh, woe betide you, willow wand, a and woe betide you, bush and briar, for it broke beneath the true love's hand, when strength did fail and limbs did tire. And woe betide you, Anne and Water, by night you are a gloomy river, and over you I'll build a bridge that nevermore true love may sever.
Of the Loch and A Walk on the Shore, and we heard the voice of Niamh Parsons. Remember that all the details of the music you hear each week on Thistle are posted online for you at thistleradio.com. We'll linger by the banks of another river in the southwest of Scotland and see how its waters have inspired songwriters through the centuries. Johnny Dillon is a contemporary songwriter and poet from Ayrshire, and the River Afton's life force inspires him, even though today it shows the signs of modern living, waterworks, some fence railings. Eddie Reader is going to sing his song, and first of all, from Tony Cuff, the thoughts of another poet who found his muse on the banks of the Sweet Afton over 200 years ago, Robert Burns.
Jen. be sweet aft and mind thy green breeze. Blow gently, I'll sing thee a song and thy praise. My Mary's asleep by thy murmuring stream. Blow gently, sweet aft and disturb not her dream. Thou stock dove whose echo resounds through the glen, ye wild whistling blackbirds in yon thorny den, thou green crested lapwing, thy screaming forbear, I charge you disturb not my slumbering fair. Lofty, sweet, aft and thy neighbouring hills, far marked with the courses of clear winding rills. There daily I wander as noon rises high, my flocks and my Mary's sweet caught in my eye. Pleasant thy banks and green valleys below, where wild in the woodlands the primroses blow. That oft as mild evening weeps over the lea, the sweet scented bark shades my Mary and crystal stream aft, and how lovely it glides and winds by the cot where my Mary resides. How wanton thy waters her snowy feet leave, as gathering sweet flowerets she stamps thy clear weave. River, the theme of my leaves. My Mary's asleep by thy murmuring stream. Blow gently, sweet aft, and disturb not her dream.
The Evdon's might and the water.
The River Afton has been inspiring poets and songwriters across the centuries. Eddie Reader and first Tony Cuff sang for us. And Dick Gochen and Alistair Fraser are still ahead, so stay with me and check out details of all the music you hear on our radio programmes with our online playlists. You'll find them at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. Fiona Ritchie with you and Enya with River. Dick Gochen takes us to the river, marking a stretch of the border between England and Scotland, the Tweed, and Harper Kim Robertson is crossing the bridge. But this song was composed by the legendary songwriter, playwright, activist, song collector, Ewan McCall. It was featured in a radio play he created as a contemporary setting of the Romeo and Juliet story in London. Sweet Thames flows softly and this is from Planxty.
I met my love near Woolwich Pier, beneath the big crane standing. All the love I felt for her, it passed all understanding. Took her sailing on the river, flow, sweet river, flow. London town was mine to give her, sweet Thames flow softly. Made the Thames into a crown, flow, sweet river, flow. Made a brooch of silver town, sweet Thames flow softly. From Shadwell Dock to Ninehounds Reach, we cheek to cheek were dancing. Her necklace made of London Bridge, her beauty was enhancing. Kissed her once again at Wapping, flow, sweet river, flow. After that there was no stopping, sweet Thames flow softly. Gave a Richmond Park to twist, flow, sweet river, flow. Into a bracelet for her wrist, sweet Thames flow softly. But now, alas, the tide has changed. My love, she has gone from me. Winter's frost has touched my heart and put a blight upon me. Creeping fog is on the river, flow, sweet river, flow. Sun and moon and stars gone with her, sweet Thames flow softly. Swift the Thames flows to the sea, flow, sweet river, flow. Bearing ships and part of me, sweet Thames flow softly. Thank you.
It's the spring breathing jasmine and rose. What's the summer with all its gay trend? All the splendor of autumn to those who've bartered their freedom. Love of our land, sacred rights to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. Senses can achieve which corruption and bribery binds. No brightness that gloom can e'er clear, for honors the sum of the mind.
that friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. Riches in lowest degree. Think them poorest who can be a slave, them richest who dare to be free. Let the love of our land sacred rights to the love. And flourish on both sides the Tweed.
Dick Gauchin shaped the song around much older words and he added a melody. It refers to the river that forms part of the border between Scotland and England and calls for a unity of friendship on both sides the Tweed. We'll head back to the River Clyde where we started, and where I started life in fact, where the town of Greenock sits is known locally as the Tale of the Bank, and this is Battlefield Band with the story of the town whose fortunes ebb and flow with the river.
The sun goes down behind the Kyle. Cowl hides the light, and the dark hills lie against the sky like sentries of the night. And along the firth to the holy law, lights are shining bright as we stand across the water at the tail of the bank. Our father stood here yesterday and gazed upon the firth, where the old majestic liners left behind their place of birth. And the sea salt air embraced them as they stood upon that earth, and they dreamed a better fortune for the tale o' the bank. Better fortune for the tale o' the bank. Never mind how far you get, but wherever there
spark is living yet high, and that's what keeps him going at the tail of the bank.
Alistair Fraser sitting in the stern of a boat. Tale of the Bank was from Battlefield Band. Ours has been a different sort of tale, a story told on the tide of the waters flowing through our imagination in songs this week on the Thistle and Shamrock. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme comes to you each week from Scotland. If you'd like to look to our website, you'll find programme playlists posted there with the music details of the music you hear each week on the Thistle and Shamrock. And there's lots of other programme information too, and information about the music. It's all very easy to find at thistleradio.com. Now, don't worry if you'd like to receive some recent programme playlists by regular mail. You can still do that. Just mention this week's programme, The Tale of the Bank, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Well, let's keep it flowing with Bohola and their set, Ship and Full Sail. Come back and join me next week. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. The George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, a source for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. This is NPR Music.